solar activity continues. To be at a very low level. The latest information from the Australian Government's Department of Meteorology, that's the Department of Space Services in Sydney, in New South Wales, advises that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 79, that's 79, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 19. 1.9. Those very low levels are expected to continue in the immediate future whilst we move through the plateau of solar cycle or sunspot cycle number 24. And this cycle is not expected to phase out until well into this year, 2017, and it may even extend into next year, 2018. So that means that in the meantime, high frequency propagation on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on darkness or partial darkness paths over long distances will not be very reliable. But frequencies above about 14 megahertz on daylight paths will be generally satisfactory. Now, we have some monitoring information, monitoring research made here in Melbourne recently. In the afternoon period this time, that's the period between 0600 and 0630. The 25 and 22 metre bands have been providing quite good reception from all continents in that time span. And this is a summary of signals noted recently. 11735, the voice of Korea from Pyongyang in Spanish. And 11710, China Radio International from Nanning in Chinese. And 11680, the Korean Central Broadcasting Station from Pyongyang with its Korean language domestic service transmissions. And 11660, the voice of Turkey in Turkish. That's a daytime service for the Middle East. 11600, Radio Dengue Kurdistane, broadcasting in Kurdish from transmitting site at Chisinau in Moldova. And 11580, the Overcomer Ministry, the religious broadcasting station in the USA, using facilities of WRMI in Miami, Florida, with English programming. And 11520, WEWN, another English religious broadcaster from the USA, also heard between 0600 and 0630. And 11750, China Radio International from Serik in the Albania. That's the Albanian relay station for China Radio International, broadcasting in English to Europe, Africa and the Middle East. That's a morning service to those continents. And 11760, China National Radio Network 1, one of many frequencies used by this organisation in Chinese, good signals. And 11790, very strong signals of Radio Romania International, broadcasting in French to Africa. And 11860, Radio Sana, that's the station relaying the Yemeni television audio service, broadcasting from a relay station in Saudi Arabia, programming in Arabic. 11880, Adventist World Radio, broadcasting from the relay station at Moosburg in Austria, with programs in Arabic. And 11960, another frequency for China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. And 11980, Radio Free Asia, very strong signal in Chinese from the Dushanbe relay station in Tajikistan in Chinese. The frequency is subject to serious jamming from Chinese stations. So that was the summary of the 25 meter band, some signals noted recently between 0600 and 0630 here in Melbourne. And in the same time period, we move up to the 22 meter band. Quite good signals there from various stations, and they include the following: 13570, China Radio International from Xi'an, broadcasting in Chinese. 13580, Mashal Radio, broadcasting from the Kuwait broadcasting facility of the IBB with programs in Pashto. And 13600, Radio Oman, broadcasting programs in Arabic. China National Radio Network 1, another frequency, 13610, quite good reception in Chinese. 13640, the Sound of Hope, this is a political station with transmitters located in Taiwan. They broadcast in Chinese to Asia and China mainland. 13645, China Radio International from Xi'an, with its English language programs to Asia. And 13655, another China Radio International frequency, broadcasting from Xi'an in Chinese. And 13740, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, broadcasting in Dari, very strong signals. Other frequencies for the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, this time in Arabic, included 13780 and 13820. And finally, 13750, China Radio International, once again, from Kunming in Chinese. So that was a small summary of propagation research made here in Melbourne recently, the 22 metre band in our afternoon time zone, between 0600 and 0630. Now, between 0640 and 0700, the 31 metre band had quite an array of signals. These included the following: 9635, the Sound of Hope, that's the same station as we noted recently, broadcasting from Taiwan with programs in Chinese. 9660, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station. Very strong signals in English to Africa. And two frequencies for the Voice of Greece at Athens. 9935 and 9420, both carrying Greek language broadcast for worldwide reception. So good reception there in the 31 metre band between 0645 and 0700. A note now about Radio Australia. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation will end all of its shortwave transmissions to international audiences from January 31, 2017, and that's not very far away. At the same time, the ABC's domestic shortwave services to the Northern Territory will also be closed down. They are currently operating from Alice Springs, Tennant Creek and Katherine. It's unknown what the future will be for the large facility at Shepparton, which has been carrying ABC transmitters since the 1940s, transmissions since the 1940s. The decision has been made by the government, which has indicated that audience reaction to shortwave services from Radio Australia has been declining steadily in recent years, and it's decided to terminate all those programs. Programs from Radio Australia will continue after the end of January on other media, such as satellite and digital streaming. So that will be the end of the ABC, or the shortwave transmissions from the ABC, and a lot of us will be sad to see it go. Some information there concerning the Australian Broadcasting Corporation's domestic broadcasts. Recently, early in January, there were some slogan changes for the ABC radio networks around Australia. Here in Melbourne, the ABC main station on 774, that's medium wave, is now known as ABC Radio Melbourne 774. And that's the slogan being used on that particular transmission, which is also relayed by ABC stations in other parts of Victoria. The same type of slogan is also being used from other states, for instance, ABC Radio Sydney, ABC Radio Brisbane, ABC Radio Perth, and so on. So those new slogans have been taken into use, and there has been some consternation by stations in those same capital cities which have been using slogans which are very similar to that now being used by ABC Radio Melbourne 774. So we're not quite sure what happens there. ABC Radio currently owns the Melbourne stations. That's the 774 ABC Melbourne, Radio National, Classic FM, Triple J, News Radio, Victorian Regional Radio, Digital Music, ABC Jazz, and ABC Country. So, while the shortwave service is closing down, the domestic service continues to operate, and it has broadcast on various outlets, various platforms. ABC News Radio is Australia's only continuous news network, with updates every 15 minutes during peak periods. ABC News Radio also provides live coverage of Parliament when in session. Overnight, ABC News Radio carries extensive relays or rebroadcasts of the BBC's World Service. And on weekends, the BBC carries live broadcasts of British soccer for those interested in British football. And that is also heard on News Radio. And the other station in ABC, the other domestic station, is Radio National on medium wave and other platforms. Provides a unique service giving Australians access to the world of social, cultural, political and economic ideas. And Triple J is another service of the ABC domestic. It's an entertaining, innovative and accessible voice for young Australians, forging a broad musical identity and giving emphasis to new and emerging music and artists. And the other service is the ABC's new internet radio station, DIG, abbreviation for digital. It's a continuous music stream for a diverse mix of great sounds. Blues, soul, country, roots, world music, jazz, rock and more. The site also provides programs on demand, music news, reviews and a gig guide. ABC Melbourne is actually located at South Bank Boulevard, just on the edge of the city of Melbourne. So it's well known around this capital. So that's some information about the ABC, and remind again that shortwave services of the ABC will close down at the end of this month. That's all shortwave services, meaning that Radio Australia will only be heard on other platforms such as satellite, digital radio and live streaming. Thank you.